Hey everybody, welcome to the Gold Members Podcast. I think this is podcast number 24. Today I want to talk a little bit about the diurnal cycle. Now, you're going to have that in front of you right now. Hopefully, if you're looking at your Novice Kyusho Certification Workbook, I believe it's in the Advanced Workbook as well. But the cycle relates to a 24-hour clock and divides each organ into a 2-hour time segment. Now the center of the time segment, such as long being 3 to 5 a.m., 4 a.m. is the high point of the energy in long. Okay. Now, in a lot of ways this is irrelevant. It is far more important as to the flow of the energy as to the direction than anything else. Right. What you will see with that is you will notice that each of the elements is grouped in like pairs, because like does attract like, and like does not attract opposite because it is part of the opposite. So you will have, as an example, lung is yin, and then large intestine is yang. However, if you back up one of the clock, you have liver, which is yin. So you have two yins together, and then you will have two yangs together. Now, most important part of this is that it is the direction of the energy flow in the body, which will also make the diurnal cycle an extension of attack along the meridian. Because if I strike the lung meridian, as an example, I am going to have an effect on both liver and on large intestine, depending on the nature of the strike. If I accelerate energy in the lung meridian, then I am going to cause an overabundance of energy in large intestine and a depletion of energy momentarily in liver. Right? The same if I stop the energy or back it up, I'm going to back up energy in liver and I'm going to have a vacancy in large intestine. Okay? And this is all very, very critical, especially when you look at the attack along the meridian principle. Right, so every principle does always tie to another one, and that is something that you've got to look for the similarities in that. We also have a link here with the principle of attack using yin and yang, because of the way that everything is paired together. Attack using yin and yang is not going yin yang yin yang yin yang. It is going yin yin yang. Yin, yang, yang is always putting things into different pairs, right? So take a good look at that and work it. Take a look at the differences in strikes where you stop the energy or you accelerate the energy and things like that. Now, I am going to be doing a series coming up. It may already be out when you see this, on meridian theory. Meridian theory is essentially my contribution to the Kyusho Jitsu world, and I have just found that it is the most effective method of doing things versus looking at points. But that will be coming out fairly soon, or perhaps it already is out. Anyways, that's it for today's podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it and got something out of it. We'll see you guys soon. Ciao.